युष्याम्
सततम् आकुत्याय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
611 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
शास्त्रम् आत्रेर अपत्यात्वम्
शास्त्रम् आत्रेर अपत्यात्वम्
शास्त्रम् आत्रेर अपत्यात्वम्
शास्त्रम् आत्रेर अपत्यात्वम्
ऋता प्राप्तो न सूयया
ऋता प्राप्तो न सूयया
ऋता प्राप्तो न सूयया
ऋता प्राप्तो न सूयया
आनि Shikam alarkaya,
anikshikam
alarkaya,
anvikshikam alarkaya,
phalada
divya uchivan,
phalada divya uchivan,
phalada divya uchivan,
shastram ate अपत्यात्वम्
शास्त्रम् आदे अपत्यात्वम्
वित्तप्राप्तो न सूयया
वित्तप्राप्तो न सूयया
आन्विक्षिकम् अलर्काया
आन्विक्षिकम् अलर्काया
प्रलादादि व्यहूचिवान्
प्रलादादि व्यहूचिवान् शास्त्रम् अत्रेर अपत्यात्वम्
शास्त्रम् अत्रेर अपत्यात्वम्
व्रता प्राप्तो न सूयया
व्रता प्राप्तो न सूयया
आन्विक्षिकम् अलर्काय
आन्विक्षिकम् अलर्काय
प्रह्लादादिव्य ऊचिवान्
प्रह्लादादिव्य ऊचिवान्
शास्त्रम् अत्रेर अपत्यात्वम्
शास्त्रम् आत्रे अप्राप्यत्वम्
वृत्तप्राप्तो न सूयया
वृत्तप्राप्तो न सूयया
अन्विक्षम् अन्विक्षिकम् अलर्काया
अन्विक्षिकम् अलर्काया
प्रह्लादम् दिव्या ऊचिवान्
प्रह्लादा दिव्या ऊचिवान्
शास्त्रम्
शास्त्रम्
द सिक्स्थ वन्
अपत्यत्वम्
संशयः
अनसूयया
आन्विक्षिकिम्
on the subject of transcendence
alarkaya
unto alarka
phalada
adibhya
unto
phalad and others
uchivan
spoke
relation in purport that is the language is you bhakti vidanta swami shri prabhupada
jaya shri prabhupada
The sixth incarnation of the Purusha was the son of sage Atri. He was born from the womb of Anusuya, who prayed for incarnation. He spoke on the subject of transcendence to Alarka, Pralad, and others. Yadu, Haya, etc. Ha, Haya. Report. Or response. The sixth incarnation
of the Purusha
was the son of the sage Atri. He was born from the womb of Anusuya.
He was born in the
womb of Anusuya.
He was born from the womb of Anusuya.
Who
prayed for an incarnation. He spoke on the subject. Of transcendence. To Alarka. Pralada.
And others.
Yadu and Haihaya, etc.
Report.
The Lord incarnated Himself as Dattatreya, the son of Rishi Atri and Anusuya. The history of the birth of Dattatreya as an incarnation of the Lord is mentioned in the Brahmananda Purana in connection with the story of the devoted wife. It is said that Anusuya, the wife of Rishi Atri, prayed before the Lords, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva as follows. My Lords, if you are pleased with me, and if you desire me to ask you for some sort of blessing, then I pray that you combine together to become my son. This was accepted by the Lords, and as Dattatreya, the Lord expounded the philosophy of the spirit soul and especially instructed Alarka, Prahlad, Yadu, Haihaya, etc. Majana Timiranda Syaja Lagana Slakayam Chakrajan Visham Jaina Tasmai Shri Ravenaha Shri Chaitanya Madhavita Shavitam Hina Bhutare Sayam Vakadamaya Dadati Saparam Sikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Radhiraha Shri Vasari Guru Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So all these different incarnations that are being listed here, for the most part, they're all going to be described throughout the Bhagavatam. The story of, in more detail, of Dattatreya is there in the, but the description is there. His mother, Anusuya, prayed to the three lords and how they reciprocated by giving her their son, themselves actually, but in a combined form, Dattatreya. So Dattatreya, he was a preacher. This is our mood. We're following in the footsteps of the preachers, the two classes of the transcendentalists, Vajranandi and Goshtanandi. Goshtanandi means one who explains the subject to the innocent people. So this is our mood. We should be loyal to Prabhupada because he was a preacher, just like our Upanuga and Mother Mitra. They were thinking of going to Vrindavan where they could enjoy a very nice transcendental atmosphere, but instead they came to this hellish place, America, because they had such a strong desire to preach to the fallen soul. So Prabhupada used to say like that Vrindavan is the place we should go to become inspired, and so we can go out and preach it again. Of course, some people will take that as their preaching, to stay there and preach to the tourists and the people who visit, what do you call them? Pilgrims are the word, who come there to Vrindavan. Most of them don't have a very clear conception of our philosophy, so that's also part of the preaching mission. But we shouldn't be just concerned for ourselves. There was a devotee like that in Prabhupada's time in Mayapur. And he said he was just going to chant 64 rounds and live in a banana plantation. There used to, probably still is a banana plantation a few miles from the compound. It's owned by ISKCON. So he went out there and made a little hut that he was going to live there. But Prabhupada didn't approve. So this is not our process. Bhakti Siddhanta didn't approve sitting down. Simply you're cheating the public to get name and fame. And sure enough, after week or two, he left. He couldn't do that. So Prabhupada would emphasize that this is ours is the preaching mission. We should keep that in front. Try to bring more souls to Krishna consciousness. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that no one is more dear to him. We have a Gita? Should bring one from my house. And then, I ordered two cases yesterday. We should, understand that's the mood of Krishna. In other words, we want to really be the devotees, then Krishna clearly says, no one is more dear to me than one who explains the subject to the innocent people. So there are innocent people. Not so many, perhaps, but they're innocent people. I met a nice innocent girl yesterday who came to the table. I was talking to her, to Marjorie. So people are there. We just have to attempt to approach them, and because this is such a wonderful philosophy, and we can give the greatest gift to anybody. They're moved, and we want to help people. The politicians, everybody has this mood. Let's do something beneficial. But because they don't know what is beneficial, what is not beneficial, therefore they create simply disturbance. There's a saying like that. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. They may have good intentions, but their knowledge is incomplete. Therefore, when they take the position of teacher, they're simply misleading, blinding the blind. This is going on all over the world. But we have the real knowledge. The knowledge of the spirit soul, the knowledge of the material nature, how it's working, karma, the knowledge of the Lord, living beings, time. So we should, it behooves us then to share this knowledge. Somehow or other we have to find a way. And Prabhupada, of course, gave us the most effective way, the book distribution. He emphasized the book distribution because people take a book, then they can look, or even if they're a grandchild, I just read an article in the Bhaktivedanta a while back. A boy became a devotee because 25 years ago, 30 years ago, his mother bought a small book and put it on the shelf. And then he came to her after something, and I'm looking for the absolute truth. And she said, oh, I got a book like that 30 years ago. And she gave it to the boy, and the boy became a devotee, full-time devotee. Now he's distributing books himself, shaved up. So we shouldn't think, oh, we're selling books, we didn't get anything. Nobody came to the temple because of that. That's okay. The books are out there. Some sincere, innocent souls will benefit. Okay, any other comments or questions?
When we say that we have the right knowledge, how are we different from others?
Because we're getting from the right source. Krishna, who can be a better authority than the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself? And we're getting in an unbroken line of the simple succession. So there's no chance for it to becoming distorted. It's like Christ may have been a pure representative of God, but then politicians got involved and so many things. And therefore, how do we know what Christ said? They say in the early Christian church they believed in the transmigration of the soul. But then they considered, well, this is not so good because people don't feel the urgency of Christian consciousness. And that's the criticism we hear with the Hindus. Their mood is more liberal. Well, we can take the Christian consciousness. There's no urgency because we have so many lives. Let us enjoy this life and we'll think about Krishna consciousness. So they would see that. The people weren't so then they brought in there. No, this is the only life. If you don't take it, you'll go to hell. But that's not what Krishna consciousness said. So it's a good way to get more congregation. If you can convince them. But then we see that after some time, the Christians are not convinced of that. I speak to so many Christians who don't believe that. So then gradually they lose their faith. They don't believe that, and they don't believe something else, and then they give up on the whole thing. And then they create their own religion, just like that boy Chris came to our house the other day. He was there with his girlfriend. He came. I think you brought him. His name was Chris. You there? The day I came back from California, I came in, and the program was already going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was a Catholic, and because I was raised as a Catholic, good Catholic, there's some sense of fear is there. So when we talk about Krishna consciousness, then he was taking that as support for his giving up Catholicism. But the problem is, he's given up Catholicism, but now instead of accepting something else, he won't accept Krishna consciousness because he looks like the same thing. Oh, they're also saying this is the only way, this is the way, just like you're saying. But so instead he makes his own religion. We take a little from the end of the day. That's what 99% of people do. They don't follow strictly Christianity. They create their own. Even a Muslim boy I saw yesterday, I spoke to him. Sabiq or something. But he's the same way. He's losing faith in the Muslim because they're so fanatic. But he doesn't want to take Christianity. He wants to take a little here, and make his own religion. This is the tendency in the Kali Yuga especially. So what to do? We have to go on. With our preaching, it may not be getting so much substantial result, but little by little, okay, that answers your question. Sure. In other words, just like if I say, in this room there's one Tulsi plant. Don't say, well, that's dogmatic. That's your opinion. That's. But we say, no, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, but they won't accept. Why not? They don't have a better idea. They don't have. They don't have a clearer picture. But they won't accept because they don't accept authority. So therefore they're left to their own resources. And they take a little here, a little here, and they become their own guru. But that's the mind. You know, that's what got us into this problem in the first place. Instead of accepting Krishna, we accept our mind. The mind says, oh, why worship Krishna? We can have an advantage here in the material world. We can enjoy it. You don't have to surrender. We say, no, you have to surrender. People don't like that. This guy spoke to Adrian yesterday. He's going through a church, Quakers, they're pacifists. And in the services, they sit in a circle for 1 hour, and they don't talk. He likes that. This is my kind of religion. So he'll take that a little bit and something else a little bit, but he won't surrender because nobody wants to surrender. Wants to surrender. Surrender means you become a servant. Nobody wants to be a servant. Okay, Srila Bhagavatam ki.
Yeah.
Bhaktivinoda says, let me be a servant. Rather than being a Brahma, I'd rather be a servant in the house of the Yogi Guru. When Prabhupada was asked, are you God? He said, no, I'm a servant of God. He said, then he qualified more. He said, better to say, I'm aspiring to be a servant of God. Being a servant of God is not an easy thing. But people don't know. They think, oh, servant? Who wants to be a servant? It's hellish. I want to be master. I can do whatever I want, whenever I want to. And Maya gives them, yes, yes, you can be like that. You can be. You do whatever you want. Here, get this new TV with 400 channels. You can switch it anytime.